Chapter 11.
I can barely stand this place anymore,
Rary said to his brother Samas.
Look at all these melon heads. It's revolting.
Keep your voice down,
Samas said. The big-shouldered part elf sat on a bench beside him, head low, eyes up. They'd been sitting for over 2 hours, looking for any sign of their mother, Sasha.
You know their ears are as big as their heads.
Rary rose up in his seat a little. Violet eyes, bright.
Was that a jest?
More fact than jest,
Samas replied, adjusting the sleeves on his robes.
Any fool can see that.
Watch what you say, brother.
Watch how loud you say it, brother.
Rary eased back on the stone bench and started drumming his fingers on the hilts of his swords. He had the steel frame of a man but the grace of an elf. They sat in Quintuclan's gardens of worship, in the favorite spot of their mother. Over the years, it had become the lone spot among hundreds that was their favorite spot to share. There had been a time, years ago, when Rary ran away, only to be found by his mother, sleeping on this very bench.
This will be our safe spot,
she had said to him.
If there is any trouble, this is where you come. But when you get home, you'll have to do all of Sama's chores and some others.
It was one of the few times Rary didn't bother to disagree. He hadn't wanted to run away, but pride hadn't let him go home either. He was just glad his mother found him. Plus, he'd been hungry.
So you sense anything?
He said to Samas, back in the now. Samas shook his head, his pale eyes flashing a little. The deep-chested part elf rolled his eyes and sighed.
I told you it doesn't work like that.
Don't be so dramatic,
Rary said.
Find a way to make it work. You're just sitting here doing nothing.
And you're just sitting here doing nothing as well,
aside from the bickering. A very tall man walked by, glowering at him. He wore a dark robe, was bald-headed with tattoos all around, and had a crow-like quality about him. Rary hoisted up his boot on the bench and tugged on the laces.
Good day,
he said to the crow-faced man.
How's the weather up there?
The man lifted a brow, shook his head, and vanished into the gardens. Rary scowled.
Bald-headed, tattooed freaks,
he muttered under his breath.
Need to stick a sword in all of them.
Watch what you say,
his brother warned under his breath.
Who's listening? The plants? The trees?
He grabbed a sunburst daisy and spoke into it.
Hello, flower. I want to skewer all the clerics of Barnabas. Now, run along and tell them about it.
He released the flower.
Shiz! Your silly mouth isn't doing Mother any favors.
Ha!
Rary said, turning away. He didn't care. Every year, more people joined the ranks of Barnabas. They shaved their heads and got tattoos. They filled the gardens with chanting, praying, and pestering. They filled the streets with horrible singing. Rary had friends once, but now most of them had fallen into the clutches of the disturbing acolytes of Barnabas. They made his stomach crawl.
How much longer should we stay?
Samas said, dashing sweat from his brow.
She could be anywhere by now.
Perhaps one of us should wait at home in case she returns.
So you can read more scrolls?
I might find something useful. You never know.
You tried that,
Rary said, frowning.
And it didn't bear any fruit whatsoever. We wait here until the next crowing.
Samas pulled his legs up into a cross-legged sitting position and closed his eyes.
Oh, great,
Rary said, shaking his head.
Sleeping upright will help.
He waited, watched. People of all sorts were milling about, babbling about Barnabas and the war. They said the same things they always did. Barnabas will overcome evil. Barnabas will crush the dragon hordes. Barnabas will win the war, save us all. Hail Barnabas! It was lunacy. The last dragon Rary saw had been chasing people through the city with a bald rider on its back shouting commands while it wrought havoc. He knew which dragons were good and which were bad. His father Bezog had told him how to tell the difference between good and evil.
"Just watch and listen to the things they do,"
Bezog had said.
"Evil cannot hide its nature for long. It always outs itself. Just be careful that you don't get too close to the web it spins. If you get caught, you might never get out."
He rested his head in his hands.
"Oh, Father, I wish I were fighting at your side. I wish Mother would hurry back, too."
"Excuse me,"
a pretty voice said. Rary's head popped up. A mature woman of stunning beauty stood before him. Her lustrous black hair was peppered with white. Her peach gown clung to the generous curves of her body, and her features were elven. Rary swallowed hard, and his heart started racing.
Yes?
He said, coming to his feet. He smiled.
"Can I help you?"
"I don't believe so,"
she said, taking his hand.
"But I believe I can help you."
"How?"
Rary started, blinking. Her beauty filled his eyes. Her touch was so soothing, and a strange melody tickled his ears.
"How can you help me?"
He didn't notice, but Sama stood by his side just as entranced as he was.
"I'm going to take you to your mother, Sasha."
She brushed her fingers over his ears.
"Would you like that?"
All Rary wanted to do was nod, and that was all he did. She led them both by the hand, deeper into the gardens, underneath the overhanging tulip vines into a tunnel, encircled in flowers and thorns. Rary took a quick glance back. The city he'd known as home had vanished. He didn't care one bit.